So would you do me a favor, please? Just come over here. Yes. Now. All right. No, get closer. No. Mike, no. So would you please state your name for the record?
Krista Austin.
See, here's the problem with that. They're going to think you're the psychic.
I know. I'm not the psychic. I'm Krista Austin, okay. Not the psychic.
Okay. So would you please tell all the women out there that I am not a chauvinist and that Infants on Thrones is not a chauvinist podcast? Glenn is not a chauvinist. And Infants on Thrones is not a chauvinist podcast.
A chauvinist podcast.
Right. What's for dinner?
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hey, everybody. This is non-chauvinist Glenn Ostlund here. And, okay, here's the thing. There's got to be something in the air right now. I wonder what it could be. Because we are getting a ton of comments from both male and female listeners that they would like to hear more female voices and perspectives on the podcast. For example, let me share an email that I just got today. Dear Quorum, I am a lifelong member of the LDS Church living in a small Utah town, the mother of many children, including several returned missionaries, and sealed to an amazing TBM man whom I love. After decades of activity and study, I am now inactive and no longer a believer. This means I am very weird and scary in the eyes of relatives, friends, and neighbors. I still seek to understand what the heck happened to me when my convert parents joined the church. Infants on Thrones provides good info for my preponderance of pondering. Thank you. The Quorum and friends are entertaining and intelligent. Your voices were made for podcasting. Thank you. The PBS-like format is great. The only thing I don't like are the stronger swear words sometimes used. You have well earned this praise, and also the note about swearing. I'd like to put an idea out there for you to consider. Smart women without master's degrees who have not yet written a book, women who stayed home, baked bread, married a returned missionary who was secretly gay, had 5 children, divorced, and then built an amazingly enjoyable public speaking career, studied scriptures daily, became gospel doctrine teacher and Relief Society president, and then left the church at age 55 after decades of feeling less because they couldn't seem to know, as apparently did all the people around them. Such women seem to me to be underrepresented in the podcast world. We have a story to tell, and it's worth hearing. It sounds as if you, the Quorum and friends, are all in your 30s or possibly 40s. What about those who are in their 50s or 60s who are right now experiencing a faith crisis while believing themselves to be completely alone? What about those who feel they have no choice but to soldier on and eventually take their apostate thoughts and their newly discovered critical thinking skills with them to the graves? I feel for these people. For decades of my life, I was like them. I also feel it would be fair to provide food for thought to listeners who might be confused or hurt by an older person's leaving of the church. The relationships of older non-believers are, in different ways, just as important as those involving young children. That's why I'd like to talk with you as you consider interviewing a smart former Mormon woman who's been told that she, too, has a great broadcasting voice, who was affected by the church in ways both positive and negative, but mostly negative. I volunteer. Please let me know if you're interested in my ideas and keep up the work. Sincerely, Glenn's mom. No, that's not really my mom. Although I have asked my mom to get on here several times and she just says no, because she's chicken. So in response, I just want to restate our open invitation and make it as female friendly as possible.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Listeners, all listeners, male or female, young or old, join us. All we ask is that you write and record a 5 to 10 minute essay that focuses on a topic that you're passionate about and gives us something to kick off our episode with, and Something to show that you're serious about doing this. Something that shows that you have the skills and the passion to possibly take this beyond a one-time appearance. Because our vision for Infants on Thrones is that it could truly multiply and replenish and become a sort of conduit, a free channel for multiple types of Mormon or post-Mormon expression, and anyone and everyone is welcome. Even Brother Jake's wife, Erica. So one more thing that I want you to address, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think there is such a dearth of female voices and perspectives on Infants on Thrones? What's going on?
Do you have do you want me to ask, how do you want me to answer this question?
I'm just asking you a question. What do you think's going on with that?
I think there aren't very many women because you guys are a bunch of dudes who are buddies who want to talk about these things.
Yeah.
But that's why there aren't very many women.
Well, okay, so if one of the voices, let's just say that we could magically transform Randy's voice into a woman's voice.
I did that once with Bob's. It didn't work very well.
Right. I mean, okay, so like if you could just, is it just the sound of a woman's voice that you need? Or is it just there's an entire spectrum of like perspectives that we're not touching on because we're
women? Yeah, no. It's the perspective. It's like that's the main part of the ordain women movement that I think is necessary that we talk about, is that men are making all of the decisions for all of the church, even on decisions that don't require, you know, priesthood in the way that Mormons talk about priesthood. Like you need, there's a whole other audience that the church is serving that women aren't there to make decisions about, which I think is silly. Anyway, but like, I think you guys, I remember you guys were talking about in your listener feedback, how, you know, not very many women were listening. And someone said, oh, well, maybe if we have more women on the panel, you know, maybe more women will listen. And everyone's like, no, that wouldn't help. It's like, of course that would help. Like, of course more women would listen if there were more like female voices.
Yeah. I think you brought up a good point before too, when I asked about, you know, more about the content rather than just the content in a broader scope rather than just the, you know, the voices on the panel. And you made you brought up a good point where you said, you know, we got the Tom Phillips interview was a major interview, right? We got a pretty major figure to interview with us, but we haven't tried to interview anybody from Ordained Women or anything, which is also like a major movement that's happening right now.
Yeah, I guess the topics aren't very centered on, I mean, there's no really women's issues that you guys have really focused on either.
No, we're guys. I mean, except when, you know, Tammy wrote us a question about what turned into that divorce podcast, and, you know, she was on and Olivia was on, and then there was another woman who asked us a question about her son and if he's not going through the priesthood, what would it do? I think that was our Bednar episode, but it was inspired by that question. You know, I think for us, we've set up this format of listener essays that anybody who wants to submit an essay and come on, do it. And we've got like 8 in the queue right now, and only 2 of them are women.
Maybe you can put out a calling, you know, any Mormon women.
Would you do that for us?
Should I?
Yeah, do it in like a 1920s Lois Lane type like reporter voice. Go.
I haven't seen 1920s Lois Lane.
I'm just talking out of my ass.
Okay. Calling all women.
Oh, that's good.
Calling all women. See,
Jake knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jake.
Calling all women. Please submit your essays.
See, well, but that's a guy.
Yeah, you should have Jake do it.
No, then you can turn it into a woman's voice. Yeah,
that's hilarious. That's really ironic. Thank you for doing that. I'll just have my husband do it.
How is that ironic?
We should have more women do more stuff on this podcast. Jake, you do it.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Like I know where my strengths and my weaknesses are, okay. And voices are not my strengths. Do you want me to do a thing that's like, hey, women?
I think we just did.
Okay.
Hey, women.
Hey,
leave those
women.
Kids alone. Oh, that's different.
What did you? What did you
Leave
just say?
Leave those kids alone.
I was doing Pink Floyd. And you know, just I don't know how much of this I'll put out or not, but just so people know, we know each other pretty well, and like our dynamic, me and Erica, we just kind of argue. That's just kind of our thing. Okay, so is that clear enough to all you women who wrote on our survey that you want to hear from more women? Be the voice you want to hear. Send us an email, send in an essay. We will definitely include you in what we're doing. We won't consign you to that free speech zone over there by the bushes.
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Get closer. No. Like, no.
Okay. You don't even have a chair for me.
You can just sit there, just crouch. Would you please tell everyone, like, especially all the chicks out there.
The ten? Listen.
There's more than 10 chicks.
Really?
You're not going to, like, correct me on saying chicks?
Eh.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. My husband. Well, say it louder. Say it like you mean it. Okay, so I really don't want to.
I really don't want to be on the podcast.
Because I don't want them to think that I'm just telling you to say that.
You're forcing me to say it right now.
Right. Okay, all right. I'll let go of your arm. So what do you think about women who do want to come on? What do you think about those women?
No.
You don't agree with them?
No, I think that's fine. I just don't want to be part of that.
Friends with them?
I have words in my mouth.
You just don't have a lot of respect for them. Basically.
That's not true.
Like women that would want to come on to a... like force their way onto an all guys podcast. You're like, what is their problem? That's kind of what you've told me before in private.
That is not either what I have said. Well, you have to tell me what you want, and I will try to do that.
Yes. That's what I want.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.